Were the railway tracks still on the bridge when you came, Jeff?
Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
But there hadn't been a train running since 1943.
No, that's quite correct. They left them there. Yes, they were there for many, many years later.
Mm. Why do you think that was?
I don't know. I just don't think they were interested in doing it, using it for a start, because the settlement that they put the rail through for never produced the wheat crops that they expected. Consequently, there was no use for the bridge or the rail, but they wouldn't pull it up. That would have cost money. It was just easy to leave it there.
My main memory was a concern as the bridge started to deteriorate. When we were younger, it was always looked upon as being a good, solid place. But after a while, when the heavy trucks went across it, and particularly if you were out rabbit shooting there, you realised just how much vibration, how much movement there was in the bridge. And we're talking now, many, many years ago. And since then, of course, the rails along the side have got weaker and weaker, and they've now made that a one-way traffic because had a car hit the way it is now, there would have been much protection. So I think for a long while the town's been, probably 20 years, very conscious of the fact that something had to be done, and we've had kind of promises that something will be done, but we're just waiting for it to happen.
After years of patience by the citizens of the two towns, there was finally a breakthrough in their quest for an improved crossing. In 1999, RTA engineer Brian Hansen was appointed as project manager to find a solution to the problem.
My brief was to manage the project, to arrange replacement of that or upgrading of that crossing. I wasn't given any real boundaries, just to say we need to upgrade the crossing. So that basically was my brief, and obviously that was a clean slate right at the start. And my job then was to look at options to upgrade the crossing and then select one of those options and then to go through the environmental assessment processes until we get approval for one of those options to proceed and then move into the construction phase.
I think it's the most wonderful thing that could happen to Robinvale. Yes. We've been waiting with bated breath ever since we heard that they were going to put a new bridge in for us.
What do you think it'll do for the area?
I think it'll open up the area quite a lot, actually, because it makes it so much more accessible to people travelling. And the other point is, I guess there'll be no hold-up on the bridge like there is now with the traffic light.
Vic Roads and the RTA are joint proponents for the construction of this crossing. We basically share the crossing because it's a border bridge. By agreement with Vic Roads, the RTA is project managing the project. Vic Roads are involved all the way through the process, through meetings. We ensure that Vic Roads agree with what we're doing at each phase. We involve them in the work, but it is the RTA that's running the project and project managing it.
From the beginning, the community was consulted about all aspects of the location and construction of the new bridge.
We had 10 formal meetings with the community. We set up a community consultative committee. That committee was selected through advertising and receiving expressions of interest from various people from the community. We went through all those expressions and we picked about 14 people to come onto that committee. Ultimately, other people came along to the meetings as well. We did not bar anyone that wanted to come along and they were involved. But we did have the basic core of 14 people on the committee, which included Indigenous representation as well. Out of that, we worked through the route selection process. We looked at all the options. The committee helped us with information and consideration and advice on reports that we did. The committee also had an influence on some of the decisions we made. For example, we were considering having a high-level bridge or a normal-level bridge with an opening span for river traffic. Ultimately, the committee and the community wanted a high-level bridge without an opening span, and that's what we went with. The committee influenced the location of the footway. There's a footway on the bridge. We changed it from one side of the bridge to the other as a result of input. The committee was very concerned all the way through on making sure that the project did go ahead. There was always concern that the funding might be lost in the time that was taken in doing all this investigation work. And that was frequently raised at the meetings, but we were able to assure them that the project would go ahead.